Now, you may have tried foraging in Wisconsin, maybe picking blackberries or apples or morel mushrooms. But what about eating only what you can forage? For 1 month, Wisconsin-based climate activist and humanitarian Rob Greenfield is doing that. From the forest to city parks, Rob is eating only what he can forage on a trip between New York and Wisconsin. Rob, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me in, Rob. It's really great to be here.
What got you into serious foraging in the first place?
Well, I actually grew up in northern Wisconsin on Lake Superior and Ashland. And I have to say, for the first 20 years of my life, I loved the outdoors. I fished and all of that, but I never paid any attention to the plants. My food came from the grocery store. And about 10 years ago, I started to watch a lot of documentaries and read a lot of books and just started to learn that the way that I was living was causing a lot of destruction. And I largely learned about our food system, how destructive our food system is. And one of the ways that I reconnected to my food was realizing that it's growing freely and abundantly all around me.
Now, you started this current project, I think, on September 9th. Tell us what you are doing.
Yeah, so today is day 10 of 1 month of foraging 100% of my food. So for the whole month, no grocery stores or restaurants, nothing packaged or processed. Even my medicine is coming from nature. And no gardens either. It's food that is growing in the wild. And that can mean like deep in the wild on the Wisconsin River or in the woods, or that can mean abandoned lots in the city here in Madison.
And so it's only stuff you've picked, not like food waste or dumpster diving or things like that, though I think you have some interest in that too.
Yes.
Just stuff you're picking up out of the ground growing more or less wild.
Yeah, the ground or the sky, depending on where it's growing. But yeah, a lot of people know me for my food waste activism. I've done Food Waste Fiasco here in Madison and I've shown that I've dived into thousands of grocery store dumpsters across the country. Some people call that urban foraging, but for this month, no dumpsters. I'm showing that we can exist completely independently from the global industrial food system and that this food is growing freely and abundantly everywhere we go.
Now, I got to be honest, one problem I would have with this is I'm very bad at telling one plant from another. How do you make sure you're eating stuff that you ought to be eating?
Yes. So there's one simple rule to foraging to not die and get sick. And it's simply don't eat something unless you're completely sure of what it is. So the key with safe foraging is you start with really easy things. Start with the plants that are easy to identify. One great thing to do is get out with a local forager. Here in Madison area, there's a group called What Got Gathered. His name's Andy, and he takes people out on foraging walks. So going out with a forager is an excellent way to get started.
Okay, so what have you mainly been living on this first, where you said 10 days of the project?
Yeah, well, wild rice has been one of my main food sources. We are so blessed in Wisconsin to have wild rice. Manomin, the food that grows on water, growing in abundance. Lots of venison, which I actually harvest deer that have been hit by cars, which is, you know, kind of a shocker for some people. Lots of apples. I make a lot of applesauce, and then tons of berries like aronia and choke cherries and wild grapes. Lots of nutritious and delicious greens like stinging nettle and sochan and watercress and dandelion. And then lots of herbal teas, things like elderberry and goldenrod for things like this. And of course, lots of mushrooms.
Now, you've picked a pretty abundant time of year. Is this something we really could live on year round, even like, winter in northern Wisconsin?
Yes, actually, this is kind of my second big project in this way. In 2019, I did a year where I grew and foraged all of my food, but that included the garden. And on that trip, I actually came up here to Wisconsin and I saw the bounty up here unlike anywhere I'd ever seen before. We have such a bounty of food growing. The key for anyone who is interested in living, you know, completely off the land, as someone would say, is to harvest that bounty throughout the summer and fall and then store that bounty through the winter. So it is possible to live solely off the food of Wisconsin if desired.
Talking to Rob Greenfield about his foraging. He is living for a month right now, only eating foraged food, as he mentioned, from a forest or maybe a parking lot. What, when you talk to people about this, Rob, what are people most surprised about? Like, really? You can eat that?
Yeah, I think people are surprised at just how much food is growing around us. Whether, again, it's, you know, in your sort of deep wilderness, or it's right on the sidewalks, it's the weeds in our front yard, it's the fruit trees growing, you know, along the sidewalks. People are amazed at how food is just growing everywhere. And I was just out for the last 5 hours around Madison, and today I harvested, you know, maitake, which is also called hen of the woods, and all sorts of different greens like nettle and watercress, and herbs like bee balm and wild onions galore. So people are amazed about that. And then I think people are also amazed that actually so much out there is actually edible. A lot of people are taught to, you know, be afraid of everything. You don't have to be afraid of everything as long as you're, you know, paying attention and opening your eyes.
Now, not everybody is going to do something like this, forage only for a month. But with this project and your bigger project, the Regeneration, Equity, and Justice, I think it's called, what are some of the things you hope people take away from this?
Sure. Yeah. For me, I take on sort of extreme projects that are designed to capture people's attention, to take them along on the journey with me. But the goal is not that anybody has to do this. The goal is to think about our current food system. Our current food system is incredibly destructive. With most bites on our plate, we're taking a bite from the planet. And I am trying to, you know, just show people that other ways are possible, that we can connect to food through foraging. We can connect to food through supporting our local farmers, going to the local farmers market, through growing some of our own food. And none of this has to be alone. We can do this together in community, and this can be enjoyable and fun while regenerating our earth.
Okay, and I got to ask, you're eating a lot of foods that you foraged, obviously. What's your favorite one they're eating? What is like the tastiest thing you're eating this month?
The tastiest thing? Wow. Well, I would say at this, whatever's tastiest is whatever I'm thinking about in the moment. Today I harvested a lot of aronia. So I'm going to be making aronia juice, and I love that. And wild rice. I mean, I crave wild rice, and of course, applesauce. But actually, what I'm really excited to hopefully find on my trip to New York City, which, you know, over the next 3 weeks, I'll be leading these plant walks from, you know, in Chicago and Cincinnati, Boston, Providence, New Haven, and along the way. And I'm really excited to find pawpaw, because that's a new one for me.
Pawpaw?
Pawpaw.
I hear that. I think it's a tropical thing. What is it really?
People think it's tropical, but it's a native plant. Now, it actually doesn't grow in Wisconsin, but I'm going to be in Ohio in just a couple of days, so that's where I'll get into that.
All right, Rob, thanks a lot for sharing your project with us.
My pleasure. And if anybody wants to join all across the country, my website is just robgreenfield.org/reconnect, and that has all the information and tour dates. And you can join me on social media, where I'm posting fun ways to get involved.
That's Rob Greenfield, a Wisconsin-based activist. For 1 month, Rob is foraging for all of his food, from forests to city parks.